Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Step two of COVID-19 reopening begins in our region at midnight. Mostly it means looser restrictions. Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Leanne Catton, says masking and physical distancing will be around for a while yet. One big reason for that is our kids.
We know our kids, our younger kids, are not able to be vaccinated yet. And so all of these measures, getting vaccinated, taking the precautions wherever we are, will help protect them as well as we go forward.
The sizes of gatherings are being increased a bit. Outdoor dining will have a limit of 6 people per table. And personal care services, yes, haircuts, will be allowed if masks are worn. The campaign to get us all vaccinated against COVID-19 is not taking a rest over the Canada Day holiday. A pop-up clinic at Gillies Lake goes until 8 o'clock tonight. Porcupine Health Unit Program Manager Kendra Brunet says tomorrow from 10 until 6, there's a walk-in at the MAC and a drive-through clinic at the South Porcupine Ambulance Base.
So on July 1st, we'll be in the Hollinger Park. That's 10 to 4. July 2nd will be at the Metro, 10 to 4 as well.
Then Saturday, you can get jab number 1 or 2 at Participark during the farmer's market. Brunet says anyone 12 and over is eligible. If it's for dose 2, it has to be 28 days after the first one. Only 5 new cases to report on the final day of step 1 in Porcupine Health Unit territory. They're all on the James and Hudson Bay coasts. 33 more cases have moved over to the resolved column. The provincial government is easing more restrictions in long-term care homes as part of step 2 of the roadmap to reopen. Long-term care minister Rod Phillips says the changes kick in next Wednesday to give homes time to prepare. Residents can have as many designated caregivers as they need, and they can have as many as 10 outdoor visitors.
All residents can have an indoor visit with 2 visitors and 2 caregivers. And personal care services, like hairdressers, will be allowed in the homes.
In addition, cohorting of residents can be relaxed during outdoor activities. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.